Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. May I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about today?
20906.
Can I have the first and last name?
Robert. Last name is Tropp, T-R-O-P-P.
Thank you. I'm not locating how that zip code or that first and last name, sir. You said that was 20916. Correct.
4916. Yes.
4916?
No. 20906.
Yep, that's what I have. I'm not locating an account with that name or that zip code. Would there be possibly a different name or a different zip code I can try to pull up an account
but
with?
But I have a charge from you on my credit card, and this is the phone number. This is the Adamantine Group.
There's no account with that information. Do you have the order number by any chance, sir?
I do not. I can give you a date.
Okay, sir. The only other way I can try to locate this account would be with the first six and last four of the card being charged. Can you provide me with that, sir?
The first six or the last four?
The first six and the last four of the card being charged.
5466, 1604, 1760, 3410.
Okay. Do you mind repeating that one more time? Because you kept breaking up, sir.
5466-1604-1760-3410.
Okay, I'm not looking to count with that information. And you said that was 5466-16 for the first six of the card being charged, and the last four was 3410, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, no, I'm not locating an account with that information, sir.
Well, I have a credit charge from your group for $49.89. on that card, and I had called when the charge was put on because it was a direct marketing continuity subscription, which I didn't want, and I was told it was going to be taken off, but it hasn't. And now you're telling me you cannot find it, but yet I have a charge. How does that work?
Okay, sir, I do apologize. I'm checking our other system still, so give me a moment to finish looking. Just trying to check both of our systems. Thank you for your patience.
Sure.
Okay, sir. There's no account with that information. I've checked both of our systems. There's no account, sir, in either one with the information you provided.
So how can I have a charge on my credit card if there is no account?
We're not billing you, sir. We're not the ones billing you. There's no account with this, sir. I've checked the records. Is this there's the, no account.
But is this the Adamantine group that I have reached? 855-432-4290.
Okay.
Is that the group I have reached on this phone call?
Sir, I'm not locating any account with that information, sir. I do apologize. Again, my name is Joseph, and I'm a customer service agent. I have a call center resource over 1,000 different companies, sir. But there's no account with the information you've provided today.
But have I reached the Adamantine group? That's what I'm asking you.
Sir, we service over 1,000 different companies. For me to be
who
able to see who you have is services it, is, with, I need to first locate an account, sir. There's no account with the information you've provided, sir.
But can you just answer a simple yes or no? Is this the Adamantine group that I have reached?
Okay, sir, I do apologize. My name is Joseph. I'm a customer service agent. I have a call center. We service over 1,000 different companies, sir. For me to be able to see who you have services with, I have to pull up an account, sir. I do apologize.
I heard all that. But what is the name of your group that services all these thousand? You're not going to tell me.
I do apologize, sir. For me to be able to see who you have services with, I would need to first pull up an account, sir.